I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome in your partner.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing, everybody?
You know what? I heard you at 6 o'clock last week.
After that thing
and you know
with
what? Penn, you know what I learned? I said Boomer needs to talk to me for a couple minutes because he did not know how to shut you up. And I said I got to take Boomer aside and say, Boomer, this is how you do it on the radio. I'll tell you how to do it. Because Boomer let you go for about 10 minutes, he could not get a word in.
I was so fired up.
About Ray Lucas would be terrible this week. Yeah, Boomer said, watch, and you know what? There was one. It was two arguments. I heard him. Your argument was Colts. You took the Giants. He took the Colts. He was right. And then on a Monday night, you took the Jets, he took the Pats, so you were right. So it was 1-1, but he did all the talking.
and I make the most of the money. So
just like Monday night when Al Michaels does all the talking. Boomer, you stay right there. Dan Reeves.
You better hope I stay right here.
Stay right here, Boomer, because we got a guest.
Dan
and
Reeves.
You can talk to him, too, because you know him very well.
Hey, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons is Dan Reeves, who spends a few minutes with us here on The Fan with Mike and the Mad Dog.
Hello, coach. How are you?
Great, guys. Congratulations on, 10 years now?
Ten years, coach.
Yeah, nobody would ever believe that. That'd be a big odds if you could.
That's an outbid, coach, as a matter of fact. We have Boomer here with us, Boomer Esiason.
Hey,
coach,
Boomer, how you doing, man?
I'm doing better than you are probably right now.
That's exactly right.
Coach, I know that team's
I don't have to play, guys. Yeah. I like Dan Reeves.
Boomer kicking the Falcons when they're down. Coach, first of all, how's your health? That's more important than anything else.
Oh, everything's going great, Mike. I'd feel a lot better if we had some wins, but everything's going great.
Well, boy, you know, up here we've seen this. It's almost like a carbon copy. Watching the Jets and all their problems, like watching you and all your problems, it's almost like you guys paid the same price this year.
Well, I think the difference is that Bill's had a chance to win every game he's been in. We've been out of some of ours and hadn't played very well, but I've been impressed with the job that Bill's done. It's been unbelievable, and win that game Monday night was a great win.
Dan, what do you attribute to all the teams from the Final Four a year ago? I mean, Elway, I guess, with Denver, the Jets with Testaverde, you guys with Jamal Anderson, and Minnesota has also struggled. I mean, it's kind of weird, the Final Four of a year ago, you know, only Minnesota's got a good chance to make the playoffs.
That's true. I don't know that anybody could foresee that, and I really didn't for us. But, you know, you lose your running back, and then we've had, Chris has been out about half our games also, and you get an uncertainty at quarterback, it's very difficult in this league. Everybody seems to have had an awful lot of problems as far as quarterbacks. And there's a lot of teams like the Cardinals have come on in Detroit and played well in the NFC, and then there's a lot of teams in the AFC are playing well.
And it's funny about the Rams. They almost remind you of last year's Falcons, where the Rams have stormed in the NFC West. You know that?
Well, they really have. We played them twice, and they are by far the best football team that we've played. And you know, they lost a couple games there in a row, but they still had a chance to win them. And they're an impressive team. They got a lot of talent on offense. And, you know, the job at Kurt Warner has been unbelievable. He's done a great job. And their defense is playing well. And they got a great special teams and, you know, give you a lot of problems on punt return and kickoff return.
I tell you, the quarterbacks I've seen in this league, Coach, we could suit Boomer up and he'd be in the middle of the league this year still at his age. You know that?
Well, that's how bad they are. Chris Miller just been out, 5 years, and he's coming back. So Boomer will wait a couple more years and he'll be back.
Well, you know, maybe you can give me a little preview, Coach. You have a big game January 3rd, Monday night.
No one's watching that, Boomer.
San Francisco at Atlanta. Maybe you can give us a little preview.
Relatives are watching that game. They're both out of it.
Start of the season, you'd think that'd be a good game, and that might be who's battling for last place. We don't
I don't want to hear that, Coach. We need something more on the line than that.
Yeah, that's what I said. We need to start playing. There's no question about it. We start with Tampa Bay this week, and hopefully we'll play well.
Well, Dan, we appreciate you calling in. It's very nice of you. Thank you very much, Coach.
You bet, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dan.
We'll see you down the road.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Good guy.
With a great play action pass in the Green Bay game on the Ice Bowl in 1967 on Lance Retzel.
Take a breath. Will you please take a breath?
Pipe down, you old man. Take a breath.
You guys, Friday night, you know.
Is Al Michaels in the building, folks? Boomer Esiason, and I want an ovation.
Boom, and then you get enough on Friday night, you come back.
At least appreciate that I'm here, will you please? Oh, please come down. Nobody's coming down. You got to come down, please.
What did you pay Richard Sandomir about $9 million for the article in Tuesday's Times about the great job you guys did on Monday Night Football? Oh, baby.
It talked about Allen, what a star he was. It didn't say anything about me, did it? Did it say anything about me?
Did you see that, Mike? It's like Michael's. It's like science was an afterthought.
Yeah, but I think Richard's probably going to write Al's book. Is I think what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You always got to take things.
Maybe
for, you know.
And maybe the first time Al didn't have to make a Wednesday phone call.
Right. Exactly. But these people have no idea what you're talking about.
Nah, that doesn't matter. I don't care what they do. Al does, and it'll tick them off.
Oh please. That's all I need.
You'll be in
to go to work again Monday night, and I'll be hearing about you guys.
You'll be in the back of the limo hearing about me and Peter King again for the 55th time. Why is he killing me? What's going on?
No, I don't know what you did to that guy. I don't want any part of that. I don't want to get in the middle of it.
We're going to come back.
I know he's sensitive, so I can tick on him. That's the only thing.
Yeah, but you know, you put me in the middle of it all the time.
That's
the problem.
Hey, the guy's making
I know, it's
just
fun.
Have
hey, listen,
some,
no, hey, I
let
love
the guy.
The
let
guy.
The guy have some fun. Jeez.
I'm trying.
Lighten up,
I'm trying.
Al, the mortgage is paid. Lighten up.
I enjoy it. You and I, Ms. Both, just put me right in the middle of the whole thing.
We love it.
All right, good. Well, Ivan says that he's paranoid and that he's under my bed in the hotel.
Who's
room.
That?
Al.
Well, paranoid, I know. I don't know about under the bed. I've
been
there.
That's what Ivan says.
I'm in there, boy. I got to do a break. Get out of bed.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.